on some. Get rid of public
Blog Talk Radio.
Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Thinking, Chris, shrinking. Nah, I just don't brag about the deals I've been inking. Honorary degrees from Lincoln. I cross borders like those sheikas and do albums in a weekend. Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Thinking, Chris, shrinking. Nah, I just don't brag about the deals I've been inking. Honorary degrees from Lincoln. I cross borders like no sheikas and do albums in a weekend. I'm hip hop speaking, never the weakling. I'm the truth, man, so what are y'all seeking? Them lies and them liars, I still make sires. I still ride bands and say MC for hire. I'll spit the fire anywhere, any place. Mama never told you to stay out of grown folks' face. Then you got them rappers with that cold broke face. They torn around the world, then they going no place. My KRS one moves at its own pace. On vegetable oil, no gas, no waste. Then you got these intellectuals, really they sexual, but they wanna remain respectable. Stop fronting.
Do
you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Thinking me, I say impeccable. Running circles around these intellectuals. What a spectacle. They get mad when I say I and God are identical. You better get on your knees and praise them. These conspiracy theory rappers, I blaze them too. Ooh, deja vu. You seen this all before me, slaying your crew. I'm known by all the kids. I studied Dr. King, man, and all he did. People don't stop calling Chris for gigs. Cause when I'm on the mic, man, I flip they lid. Me, bullshit. I can't even count all the dough this month I did. From coast to coast, we roasting toast. I'm hot. Me and the ice can't get close. Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Real revolutionaries know the game. We take away the pain like Novocaine. Knowledge reigning supreme, you know the name. This the name that don't play all them games. I ain't gonna call no names or take away no fame. But the airwaves is a shame, and the public don't know who to blame. So they blame rappers like we are insane. Like we are to blame for society's pain. Like they don't know for sure what's in our brains. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Same style oppression, socially rearranged. Many of our problems we already overcame. But we stuck in the past, can't see the change. Stuck in the Hyundai, can't see the range. Stuck in the towers, can't see the planes.
Do
you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now?
This is a special edition, Saturday edition of the Jimmy Lee Underground Radio Show. We're bringing you another episode of Conversation, Coffee, Tea, and a Conversation with Dorothy Tillman. We're about 30 minutes into the show. Open lines, everybody. Feel free to call in and download the show for all the Dorothy Tillman Book Club and Facebook members. I hope you enjoy this version. We're going to tune in now with Dorothy Tillman talking about the school system, black flight, and the destruction of the black community.
And it is represented by black people, both in the city, the state, and the federal. In the city, the black folks had the land. I just tell them, we got the land, y'all. We got power. But if you don't have power, what to do with it, that's another thing. So I'm going to go to the phone and talk to you, but I just wanted you to think about that. And then start talking about closing our schools. Well, don't close them. Make these schools. Classrooms don't need to be 30 people. No way. Why can't we have vocational schools in these schools? Training. Why can't we have our children have a good, decent school? Don't y'all buy into it. This woman have already started making the circuit. Well, we're looking at everything because you have depopulation. She don't know nothing about the population here. Talking points. So 773-591-1690. We're streaming live, www.wvon.com. We are having, we on Facebook. We on blackplanet.com. And we on group Facebook. We also, I heart y'all, and I know you're listening to me. And if did you see anybody out there working that wasn't none of you the last week? Let me know about it. You don't have to wait for Mr. Gardner. You shut him down. Let me know what you see. Work is going on all over the community, everywhere. Black folks are not working, I tell you. And my computer not working this morning. Everybody got to write a little bigger than this. Benjamin, how you doing? You got to write a little bigger. Benjamin, how you doing?
Good morning, Ms. Chairman.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ms. Chairman. This is Benjamin Williams from Willow Forest. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Okay, Ms. Chairman, I have my three things to say. Number one, even though we don't live in Chicago, the only thing I can say about Chicago public schools, Ms. Chairman, is this. I feel it's not fair that they have selective enrollment schools. I feel like if you're a taxpayer in the city of Chicago, your child should be able to go to any school, not just the decision of elected officials or entertainers or politicians. If it's a good school like Whitney Young or Jones Commercial, Northside Prep.
In fact, every school should be a Northside Prep or Whitney Young. Every school should be. You shouldn't have. That's like segregated knowledge.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It's separate but equal. That's just my comment, Ms. Tillman. That's number one. And number two, Ms. Tillman, and I don't want people to wait till the last minute. They just announced that they're going to build a new Target where Cabrini Green used to be. They're going to start doing the construction starting in January. Don't wait until they actually start doing the construction to start protesting. Go to the people who's building their Target right now and say, hey, we got black construction workers. Black
the president, who was the prime contractor? But what they should have done is in advance, who was the prime contractor and the prime contractor who was going to be the subs and stuff. And like I said, our leadership got to be a little bit more proactive. We got to somehow be able to pull our leadership because, look, y'all, we're in trouble here. We got to pull this stuff together.
Even though, Mrs. Tillman, I respect you saying the listeners, we have that different opinions. Even though I don't live in the city of Chicago, I like to see us blacks, you know, working, whatever it is. And lastly, Mrs. Tillman, and certainly not least, and this is not really important to some people, we want people to know that each one teach one, we're having our first annual Father's Daughter Shooter's Day Dance. It's for all the fathers to bring their daughters, and we're going to have a nice party.
Fathers, uncles, grandfathers, or whoever. Right?
Yes, ma'am. It's
okay.
People, and I thank you much, Ms.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate you, Ms. Tillman, because you know people say what they got to say, even if they got a different opinion.
Oh, yeah, that's all right. It's a conversation. When we have this conversation. Thank you. My clock is not working, so I can't figure out how to do this. We're having a little challenges here. I'm trying to make so y'all got to help me out this morning. Don't take too long because the form is lit up and my clock and stuff is not working here with the stage we got. So you got to help me out. I'm going to try to do the best I can here. D, how you doing?
Sister Dorothy?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, how you?
I'm fine. Yeah,
God
I'm
is still on the
yes,
throne.
Yes, he is.
You know, I when I woke up this morning, I had the word in my head, family. And I sat down for a moment to look around. I think that all that has been done to us is to rid us of our family. They got the man going one way, the woman going another, and has made her believe she the one to keep, you know, raise the children. And it was why we didn't even ask for no, you know, money from the men. But Sister Dorothy,
yes, ma'am.
We're the families. See, when these young...
Oh, you know, I want folks to know that. See, we do have families.
Well,
and wait, D. You have a family, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Well, I got a family, and we're not the only two to have families, and people got to stop that. We have families. And
I'm talking about with a man and woman.
Wait. We got families, and we got to stop that. We have families. It's how we're going to do and how we're going to structure this. That's all I'm trying to say.
I don't think the family's still, you know, too involved, because when you get ready to kick the man out, or when he gets ready to go to another woman, you know, God brought us here so that we could become families, his families.
But I just want us to say that we do have families, just like they say. Black men don't take their children to school. Look out your doors and see how many black men are walking their kids and being with their kids and stuff, their children. So, I mean, there's a thing that they put on us that we repeat. There's a study, I'm not going to try to find it, where there was one time that blacks was more had more family than the Europeans, and at some point they just kind of flipped that.
And we had it with class. You know, the family was class.
Okay.
There's nothing. Our children is looking at that. They know they don't have a father. Some of them see they
everybody know got. You know, we just got to. Okay, Dee. Thank you.
Baby. Bye.
We got to just be careful about this thing. I know we got problems like everybody else. You know, it's like I look at Brista Prehler. She had our baby. They went on, got that baby, went on and made her make it. The Jewish community and all these other folks, they put their, they have places where they take children and raise them and make sure that they get the brightest of minds. It's how they get economics. It's economics with a purpose. They build communities. When girls do wrong, they try to help them out. They help build the communities. We have got to figure out how we're going to be building our communities. I just hate that all this stuff that's bad they say about us is not correct. And as long as we say all these bad things about ourselves, then other folks use them to beat us further in the ground. And we feel so bad until we just don't, we just feel so bad that we don't have the energy to fight. And that's one of the problems. Hello. Who am I speaking with now? Because I can't. Is it Fan?
Good morning.
Who is this?
It's Fan.
Okay. We having some challenges with our computer here today. That's what okay, Fan, yes.
I wanted to emphasize that not only are your baby sister and your nieces and your nephews listening, your number one fan is I'm hanging on every word.
Thank you.
This is Ty Wansley.
Hey, Ty. How you doing?
I'm abundantly blessed. I wanted to give kudos to you and Mr. Gardner. As we know, the struggle continues, and I couldn't be more proud every time I see you on the front lines.
Listen, Ty. Ty Wansley been out here a long time. Ty have been on talk shows. In fact, when we were struggling in the Civil War out here with these parents and stuff, Ty would say, tell it like it is. He and Ty and Journey would push us, and Ty, you was involved in every struggle that we've had here, and you've told that story, and you've been consistent. And you over at V103 on Sunday mornings, aren't you?
I'm at V103 on Sunday mornings. I'm at GCI on Sunday mornings, recorded. I'm recorded Saturday mornings on 1390. So, yes, I'm part of that.
What time are you on V103?
Excuse me?
What time are you on V103 on Sunday?
I'm from 6 to 8, and Reverend Jackson is my co-host from 6:30 to 7.
So from 6 to 8, they can call in and hear you, because you really are progressive. I like you.
Well, I do what I can. I learn from you.
Oh, listen.
And as quiet as it's kept, I was the first talk show host at WVON after it changed call letters from WXOL.
Yes, you was, right here. So I sit behind tonight over there on cancer, but in the same time, you sure was, Todd, and we just love you. You know, I really thank you for listening to me. I really do.
I listen every Saturday.
Oh, my God, you just got me blushing back here. You got me blushing, my brother.
I listen every Saturday. I'm hanging on every word. I'm en route to a meeting right now, but I said, let me try my luck and see if I can get through. And when you said, where is Gutierrez, I totally agree. And
you remember, Ty, you remember when Harrelson, my organization, the Third Ward over there, and how we worked hard to get this man in, and he been all up under the president. That's why some of the black folks mad at him about the Dream Act and stuff, to do this and do that. And now I don't see him anywhere out there fighting or being a surrogate for the president. The president running around in trouble. He's not over there trying to make sure he get Latina votes and all that stuff out. Where is he? And some of the other one too. Rick Munoz, all this, the Latina caucus down there in the city council and all over the darn country. They're not out there for the president.
Correct. And I heard you talking about the Board of Education. I say, speaking of history, bring back the parent equalizers.
Bring them back. And that's what we want, to equalize this education. Well, you know, Ty, there's a group are called the Chicago Black Caucus Teachers, and Mary Tara Stamp, Mary Stamp's daughter.
I heard her on with you last week.
You need to get them on.
I couldn't have been more proud than hearing you interview Marion's daughter. That took me back.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got to get them on because they're really trying to do some things. When you say teachers are now only 19% black teachers, and that's in a few years, we 3 years we've gone from 49% to 19% black teachers. Now, that's something to be talked about, Ty.
Well, I don't drink coffee, but I've got my tea. I'm en route to a meeting, and now I've got my dose of inspiration. I'm ready to go.
Thank you, Ty.
Talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Stay strong.
Ty Wandley. Oh, yeah, Ty used to be a talk show host and here, and he's over at Clear Channel, V103, and some others in GCI, and he's really good. Ty's one of those. See, Ty is what talk show's supposed to be. He was there for the struggle. We're supposed to be here talking. Just like I tell folks, I'm going to be the black Rush Limbaugh. I'm talking about black people. He don't have no problem hollering and talking about what he's doing. And I'm going to do this. You're supposed to be an advocate for black people. That's our constituency base. Those are our people. And those are the people who are listening and asking for answers. And we start dancing and playing games with them and putting them down. Look, don't put no black folks down on this show. Now, we got some things we need to deal with. We will. But you cannot put black folks down or not on my show. Sorry. Hello, help me out. I don't have the name here. You got to help me. How you doing this morning?
Hello, it's Israel. Bob Israel.
Hi, Bob. I'm sorry. We're having some challenges. How you doing, Bob? Bob, I read this paper, but we'll talk about it later. I'm trying to get to the bottom of it. How you doing?
I'm all right. I just wanted to give you an update on this Menards on 92nd and that Target. Target ain't going to hire no black people over there back to Birmingham.
Of course not. They should have put all that stuff. See, you got to put that stuff in place. You got to say, who are you? Prime, who are your subs, who are this? And they're playing with us, Israel, because they think that we are playing with ourselves.
Yeah, and Mayor Evergreen Park called me yesterday, too. He said he feels totally disrespected by Menards over here on 92nd and Western because they say they are not interested in sitting down with him, Gardner, me, or no black.
Well, folks don't respect you. Dr. King said, man can't ride your back if it's not been. And we have to be serious. We can't be a flash in the pan. We got to be forever.
Okay, I just want to give you that report.
Thank you, Brother Israel. Thank you so much. Hey, the fight continues. We can't give up, okay? The fight continues. We just cannot give up. Okay, who is this here? Help me out.
Reverend
Weatherspoon, help me. Ebony, you got to bring these. Sella, put them up in the windows. You got some tape. Reverend Weatherspoon, how you doing?
God bless you, daughter.
God bless you, too.
Restoration now, daughter.
Reparation now. Repair the damage.
Yeah. We got to keep the fight on, daughter. We're doing a great job. We got some pressure on you. Wrestler, a politician, Mungo. We got to keep the pressure. They're not saying nothing like you said, daughter.
Oh, no, they're not saying nothing. No. See, it's interesting. And if you're in Chicago and Illinois, you think it's no campaign. Now, they can take Illinois for granted if they want to. He'll look up and be a lost Chicago and lost Illinois. We don't know what the folks out of the suburban counties going to do. And right now, in all the urban cities, see, the young blacks are not voting. They're not voting. Because they feel disenfranchised.
And, daughter, we also have to call some of these preachers out there are lying dormant, having church. They need to take it to the street. I'll call on some of these preachers also.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that I got to ask my mind. It's not been a minute because I heard you the clocks and stuff. Well, I've been a minute. I got about 12 more minutes, okay, on this section. Yeah, well, I think that Reverend Weatherspoon's the anointed, the appointed, and the elected leaders, and everybody across the board, the business, we have got to look at this thing and look at our community and say, where are we and where are we going? And we can't play about this because they tell me the country's on a financial cliff, finna go off the cliff. There's a plan to totally wipe out black people. Y'all can think I'm being extreme. It's not just in Chicago. It's across this country. I was talking to a business lady the other day, very high-profile business lady, and she was telling me, Dorothy, do you think the brothers and sisters on the street that's telling me they haven't, she said, throughout the black community, from the top down, the bottom up, black folks are having a hard time. Money is flowing and stuff is flowing, but black folks are not getting it because they're not respecting us. And we're not demanding respect, and we're sitting here thinking about, if I can preserve myself, don't get in this, talk about Olamide Tim and all them other folks, and get my stuff, I'll be all right. You will not be all right, because we are one. Thank you, Reverend Spoon.
God bless you.
God bless you, too. Now, this is, we're in a serious, Hey, y'all, we at right now the crossroad in the black community. Because across this country, whether you're the north, south, or in between, we're slowly being wiped out. And we got a lot of stuff going on here, people holding us out. I was looking today. I went to stop. I always get coffee for my staff when I'm coming in. And I saw, and I mean, I'm not, don't take this the wrong way, y'all. I saw some immigrants, not Latino, not Hispanic. I saw some immigrants from Europe. And they're all coming over here because Europe don't have nothing. And they're living in our communities. They're coming by in these buildings and moving in and fixing them up. And they're doing it all over this country. And then they're taking the jobs and they're getting on them buses and they're going to work. They're doing everything. So we got the Europeans and all these other folks. And then they come and they take the superior attitude because they're white. And we give it to them. And we assume they come in and they look at us like we some nothing. Hey, y'all, we better wake up and get up and wake up. I tell you now, we got to wake up and we got to get up. Ms. Huntington, how you doing this morning?
Good morning, Alderman Tim.
Good morning.
Wonderful. I have four points to quickly say. I want to thank Ms. Rhonda Gillespie and Mr. Garth for putting into the Citizen paper about the HBCUs and the Mr. Obama giving us the week of September the 23rd to the 30th as HBCU week. And without people knowing it, the HBCUs do finance and sponsor college graduates all over this country.
Okay.
That are wonderful. Number two, I want to say that Senator Donnie Trotter and Representative Elder Sims are having a senior resource fair. We're asking all seniors to come out October 30th, that's a Tuesday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Tule Park. Thirdly, I want to say that the mayor brought in Ms. Bird Bennett to make sure that he disrespected another black man despite his frailties, although we know that he wasn't for us, but she came in and
well, remind me of the sugar peel. What happened in Tuskegee is when
absolutely
they did this experiment.
Absolutely.
The syphilis experiment on black men.
Absolutely.
They said, how did these black men do that? I said, well, the black men, they sent a black nurse in to give those sugar pills to
absolutely
those black men, and they trusted that black nurse. Black women don't be used by folks that destroy
absolutely
the black community.
We need to, black women, stand up. Do not allow anyone to use you.
We got the power.
That's right. We got the power, and we must corral it. Number four, I'm asking all the book club members to go to the Harold Washington Cultural Center, buy a $100 ticket for the gala affair, November 3rd. If you do not, if you cannot come.
If they can't come, they go online and they'll go on Ticketmaster and put in the VON code.
There's
a VON code and they got a special price.
Doesn't matter, just go in. If you can't come, be there on November the 3rd. Take your contribution to the Cultural Center. We need that.
I got to go, Ms. Hunter.
Thank you. Have a blessed day.
Thank you. You can go on, you heard One Singular Sensation. We got a major fundraiser on the 3rd of November. I want you to come on, but go online and look at, and we got a lot of we have a lot of programs. We got A Misbehaving. We got the Black Negativity in December. So we got a lot of things. So go online and get the VON code. Look, y'all, I want you to understand that we don't have to take this mess, and we got to look at ourselves and pull ourselves together because we do have the power, and we got to act like we got the power. You got the power now. You got the power. We got to act like it, you know, because we don't have to. We don't have to just sit by and just be playing. This is Charles Bevel. We got the power. We got the power, y'all. We got to do something. We got the power to save our babies, save our community, save our men and our children. That's Charles Bevel. that?
Baby, that mountain town, yes, you got the power.
Underground Radio. Having a little more technical difficulties. We'll be back in a moment. We seem to have lost our feed. This is a rebroadcast. Not a rebroadcast. This is a broadcast of conversation. And Coffee Tender Conversation with Dorothy Tillman. And we should be back on. And one more minute, as soon as I am able to pull the feed back up, I apologize for that. Until then,
you know,
here we go.
There's this Mexican drug trade operating in our community. So people need to be eyes open, ears open, take care of their children.
Well, let me ask you this now, Ms. Mary. You're saying that there's initiation going on with the Latin King Games.
Yeah.
And that initiation is to kill a black man between 12 and 35?
A black boy, 5 years old.
Oh, five?
Through 35 years old, black man.
Uh-huh.
And
wait, I'm slow, so I can understand. To kill, that initiation is to kill a black child, between 5 and 35, and
uh-huh.
to rape a girl from 12 to what?
5 years old.
Oh, this is terrible. So... I know you seem like something that. Tell me how you know this kind of stuff. You heard somebody talking about it or something?
Well, yeah. Well, you know, somebody's son was killed, and so he was sharing that, but his family's afraid to say more.
Okay.
And then, so then I checked it out with
some other people,
some law enforcement, and they validated it.
So they're saying that they're out here doing it. See, that's what I'm talking about. Thank you for your information, Mary.
Thank you.
See, that's what I'm trying to tell y'all. All this stuff that's going on and necessary. I was listening on my way in to VON, and they were talking about what was going on out in California. That's sad. I mean, black folks don't even understand. We'd be so busy talking about each other, you know. Okay, Zakiya. Zakiya?
Good morning.
Good morning. Who is this?
How are you?
Anita, yes.
Yeah, this is Anita.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't have much to say this morning. I hear you're talking about families. I came in about 20 after 7.
Okay.
Oh, it's 7 my time, 6 your time. I just want to say that I'm not trying to be negative, but there are a lot of crazy concepts out here. We have to make sure our children know what a family is. They fight us, though. They fight us about it.
Yeah, but you know, Anita, one thing I know about
they
you.
They fight us about it.
Right. We got family. We're going to be all right here. We got to be all right because God is on our side. My engineer tell me I got to go. You got the power. Engineer said I got to go. Call me back next week, Anita. I know you from down. Okay. We got the power. Engineer telling me we got to go. I'm sorry, Anita. Hey, you got the power, y'all. It's in your heart. Listen to Chicago 69 WVON. Our number is 773-591-1690. We are streaming live, www.wvon.com. We on iHeartRadio. We on Facebook. We on Group Facebook. We are also on Black Planet. You got the power, y'all. I'll be right back. You got the power, y'all. Go to VON.
I found the power.
WVON, Sherwin, Chicago.
NBC News Radio, I'm Mike Vaccaro. At the White House, the attack on the U.S.
Anybody in here, right now, with tape decks, turn them on. And put them on record.
Yeah.
I'll give you a second. I want to add authenticity to your tape. So when it's sold out in the street, you all can know this was a real party. These are poems circulating throughout the nation. Everybody's bad and everybody's tough. But how many people are intelligent enough to open up their eyes and see through the lies, discipline themselves, yourself, to stay alive? Not many. That's why the universe sent me today on this stage with this descent. The rich will get richer and the poor will get poorer. In the final hour, many heads will lose power. What does the rich versus poor really mean? Psychologically, it means you gotta pick your team. When someone says the rich gets richer, visualize wealth and put yourselves in the picture. The rich get richer because they work toward rich. The poor get poorer because their mind can't switch from the ghetto. Let go. It's not a novelty. You can love your neighborhood without loving poverty. Follow me. Every mother, father, son, daughter. There's no reason to fear the new world order. We must order the whole new world to pay us. The new world order and the old state chaos. The big brother watching over you is a lie, you see. Hip hop can build its own secret society. But first, you and I got to unify. Stop the negativity and control our creativity. The rich is getting richer. So why we ain't richer? Could it be we still thinking like niggas? Educate yourselves. Make your worldview bigger. Visualize wealth and put yourselves in the picture.
Underground Radio Network. We're bringing you a live broadcast from the great Alderman Dorothy Tillman conversation, coffee tea and the conversation with Dorothy Tillman. I hope y'all are enjoying it. We're going to tune back into it now. I think they're coming out of a commercial break. So I guess you shall enjoy and download it. This is for also the book club. Hope you're enjoying this rebroadcast also.
Chicago. Queens, this is Mark Allen. Get a free credit analysis. Bad credit can cause it. Did you know that banks, landlords, and even employers may check your credit before making a decision? A poor credit score can cost up to $250,000 in interest and fees over your lifetime. The Chicago Credit Building Coalition, a community partnership of 11 nonprofit organizations and city, offers free financial education, one-on-one credit coaching, and access to the right financial tools, including a secured or unsecured credit card. Learn how a small investment in yourself is an investment in your future. Counseling services are free of charge. All we ask is that you be as committed as we are. On Saturday, November 3rd, 10 a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m. at the WVON Legacy Room at 1000 East 87th Street, get a free financial credit analysis from any of the Chicago Credit Builder Coalition partners when you attend. To register, contact Regina Banks of the Monroe Foundation at 773-706-8915. That's 773-706-8915. This is Mark Allen.
Hi, I'm James A. Joyce, and my wife Caroline and I, we're the proprietors of Divine Healing Herbs, located at 1621 West 87th Street. At Divine Healing Herbs, you can learn to reverse heart disease, cancer, sugar diabetes, arthritis, obesity, and high blood pressure. At Divine Healing Herbs, we can help you find natural supplements. At Divine Healing Herbs, we carry Silver Shield, which helps heal a multitude of illnesses and diseases. At Divine Healing Herbs, we now offer colonics, which is colon cleansing and detoxification. Mention WVON and you will receive a special discount on colonic services. For information, call 773-233-4372. 773-233-4372. Our website is divinehealingherbs.com. Why suffer when others are being healed? Make Divine Healing Herbs your holistic wellness center. Call 773-233-4372.
Saturday, November 3rd at 6 p.m., join the Harold Washington Cultural Center for One Singular Sensation live theatrical gala. There'll be an art exhibition, a silent auction, and a reception. Tickets are on sale on Ticketmaster.com or call 773-373-1900. Enter code WVON for an additional discount. This is going to be One Singular Sensation you don't want to miss. See you at the theater.
Live from the Xfinity Studios at WVON, you're listening to Chicago's legendary urban radio station, celebrating 50 years of informing, entertaining, and educating Chicago. And now, the nation on iHeartRadio. We are the talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Don't need the road we try. got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop.
My leader, Dr. King, talking about that mountaintop experience. When you've been there, it doesn't matter because you know that's what God is. Do the right thing. Know who you are as a mountaintop experience. My leader, my teacher, Dr. Martin Luther King. It is 7 o'clock, y'all. It's time for that hour. It is that hour. It is that hour. Wherever you are, I know you're listening. I see all you on my Facebook. I've been able to get to you from all over this country, all over the world. I see all of y'all. I know you're listening. And take that deep breath, y'all. And I'm kind of shorten a little bit because I want to go to the phone in a second. I got somebody I want to talk to real quick. So, wherever you are, it is that time. I know how it feels. It's going to feel so good. Take that deep breath. Courtney and Ebony, take that deep breath. Black, 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 black. One more time, y'all. Black, 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 black. Why did that feel so good? It feels so good. It feels so good. There's nothing wrong with being black. You got to know who you are. Hey, Brother Ishmael, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great this morning. Thank you, Tillman, for having me on the show.
Well, that's good. Hold on for 1 second. I forgot to say after the Black Sub, this is Talk of Chicago, 1690 WBON. Our number is 773-591-1690. We are streaming live, www.wbon.com. We on iHeartRadio. I know you're listening to us out there in the barbershop everywhere. I know how you're doing your exercise. We are on Facebook. You know our Facebook is too crowded, so you have to go to group Facebook to log on to us and be part of Friend of Dorothy Tillman Now and BlackPlanet.com. Brother Ishmael, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful and blessed. Thank you.
We're so happy to have you on this morning because you know how I feel about the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and you know I love you too.
And, yes, yes, yes.
And something great is going on too. I know we just got through celebrating the anniversary of the Million Man March, and you know I was part of that national committee and very involved in that, but I know you just got through and the minister was down and Carolina having a good time, and you all, and he's going to be at the mosque tomorrow. You want to tell us what's going on tomorrow?
Yes, thank you, Dorothy. Minister Farrakhan delivered an absolutely phenomenal message last Sunday from Charlotte, North Carolina, on the occasion, as you just mentioned, of the historic Million Man March 17th anniversary. And
it's been 17 years, huh?
It's been 17 years.
Oh, my God.
But we'll never forget that day. And the message that the minister will follow up on from Charlotte, that he will deliver part two of last Sunday's message from Mas Mariam tomorrow at 10 a.m. And it is, he entitled his speech, Guidance for Our President and for Our Nation. And the with the importance, of course, of this election in 3 weeks from now, he felt and God has inspired him to share things from what he has been given to the country, to our community regarding our future, the future of America, the future of our world, and the future of the black community, and what this presidential election means going forward. So we really wanted to get the word out and let the public know and your listening audience know about Minister Farrakhan's message tomorrow.
Now, what time is he going to be there, Brother Ishmael?
It's at 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
Minister, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
The program begins at 10. The minister probably be on by 10, before 10:30.
Okay, now, if they can't come, they can also look online, right?
That's correct. You can go to NOI.org and you can get the webcast.
And what now? But they also can get the speech from that he did in North Carolina too, right?
Yes. Thank you for mentioning that, because I would encourage everyone to get a chance and go to the website at NOI.org and you can view Minister Farrakhan's message in its entirety from last week.
And then go to NOI.org too. If they can't get to the mosque, to listen to it to look at it on webcast.
That's right. And, of course, the speech from last Sunday is on the website for everyone to see.
And they also can go over and purchase to help support everything. Go purchase a copy of it, too. Am I correct?
That's right, at the Final Call on 79th Street.
And also, I understand you have an excellent article in the Final Call this week about his speech and about his travels. There's a great article in there that if the community want to read it.
Yes, and we encourage everyone to continue to purchase the Final Call newspaper, which, of course, gives us weekly, daily, informative articles nationally and internationally.
Well, I'm just so proud of all of the things that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan does, and also you, Brother Ishmael. I mean, I'm very proud of you because you've been out here and you've been on this case all of your life. You was born into it and birthed into it. You have really been out here and been really, as I say, an arm barrel too. And I know God is blessing you, and we just thank you. Even with the school, you know, I have a grandchild of you. You have a great, excellent school, and all the things that the nation is doing. And I tell folks, don't tell me nothing about the minister, because I know he's standing up for black people. You've been out there and going in the street talking to these brothers. How have that been?
Oh, it's been excellent, and thank you so much. The reception has been absolutely wonderful, warm, loving. Our people are beautiful, and we will continue this effort. We will not stop. We have pretty much canvassed the entire city. There's still some neighborhoods and wards that we have to reach, but we go out twice a week and sometimes three times a week, on Mondays, Thursdays and Saturdays, and we will continue this effort through the fall, going into the winter, and we are committed to stay in the streets.
And you know, that I was telling you, it's not just here in my audience, there's people listening from all over the country. You're not just in the street in Chicago, you're in the streets all over this country.
That's right. We are in 122 cities across the country, and this is a national effort. And again, everything that we are doing here in Chicago is being duplicated and being done simultaneously across the country, from California all the way to Massachusetts.
Well,
so,
we thank you, Brother Ishmael, because one of the things is that what I love about the nation and about the minister and how the nation believes that, you know, they love our people, you know, they're beautiful. Don't put them down. Like I saw on my show, I don't need you to call and talk about my people. Other folks are talking about us, and we're not what they say we are. We know we're being manipulated and all the things that's going on in our community. We have to stand up, and I thank you for going out there talking to these brothers and these sisters and letting them know what we can and must do.
Well, it's our honor and our pleasure, and let me just express my love and our love for you and the work that you are continuing to do as a disciple of such a great teacher and leader as Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was, and keeping his legacy and words alive, and your inspiration to our community. We love you, and may God continue to bless you, strengthen you, and give you the anointing of his spirit to continue the great service that you are doing to lift up our community. So we love you, Dorothy. May God continue to bless you.
Thank you, Brother Ishmael. Tomorrow at 10 o'clock at Mass Mariano, 74th and Stony Island.
That's right, 73rd and Stony Island, Mass Mariano, 10 a.m.
Okay, we want you to y'all come on out and hear the minister, because he's going to be fired up. Thank you, Brother Ishmael. I want you to come back and come join me in the studio one day, okay?
Oh, I would love to. I would love to. Thank you so much.
Okay, and give the minister the greetings for me.
I sure will. God
right.
bless you.
God bless you, too. Thank you so much. Thank you. All right. Thank you. Let me try to go back to the phone. I enjoy talking to Brother Ishmael. Ebony, bring me my paper. Okay, let me see. What can I do? How can I go here? Forgive me, y'all. I'm trying to. We doing all right. You doing all right over there, Courtney? Okay, Will, how you doing this morning?
Good morning, Ms. Tillman. Good morning to the VON family. Ms. Tillman, here in Neville Mitchell, it didn't surprise me, even though I didn't know that that was going on. I mean, people have often said that some of these...
That wasn't Mary Mitchell. That was a young lady named Mary.
Oh, that wasn't Mary Mitchell.
No, that was a young lady who called in, and she was saying that this was going on. It wasn't Mary Mitchell now.
Oh, okay, it wasn't Mary Mitchell. I'll take that back.
Okay.
But oftentimes people have said some of the people that they saw or that they would hear that do some of these shootings in our community, they didn't understand the language that they were speaking. And I've heard that on two or three occasions. And so I didn't know that. And in California, my niece lives in California, and she was telling me that the Crips and the Bloods were being actually attacked by the Hispanic gang down there in California.
Well, you know, most of the drugs and all of, well, the drugs other than the heroin is coming out of Afghanistan, and the other drugs is coming from, they're really controlling the drugs in our community anyway. But though that doesn't surprise me in terms of these shootings, that's why we can't put our finger on who've done some of them, even though we're doing some of them. But I say to the mayor and to the superintendent that if you want to stop the crime and stop the drugs, stop it at the border.
I agree, Ms. Timmerman, and continue what you're doing.
And I want y'all to make sure y'all go over tomorrow at 10 o'clock to hear the minister. It should be really good at 10 o'clock. Sometimes you see him and don't get a chance to hear him. Just go on by and make sure you also go to nationofnoi.org if you can't make it. Ray, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Darcy. How are you?
I'm fine, man. Ray?
That's good. Let's keep the record straight. Was that Ty you were talking to, Taiwan?
Yeah.
Okay. The first talk show host before and after WXOL was Wesley South.
Well, I don't think he was talking. He worked on Mr. South, too.
No, he said he was the first, but that's not the main point I want to make.
Well, he meant outside. Let me say this. He meant outside of Mr. South owned a part of the
I understand
station.
All of that.
Okay.
I understand the entire history of the VOA.
Okay, okay.
But the point I want to make is this is the same Ty Wansley that after he built up a reputation, left WVON and went to WLS and hooked up with Ed Vidoliak after we, with Harold Washington, had run Ed Vidoliak out of town. He hooked up with Ed Vidoliak to try to destroy Harold Washington. He left.
Well, I don't think that Ty tried to destroy Harold Washington now.
You say what?
I don't think he tried to destroy Harold Washington, did he?
Well, what was he over at WLS for with Ed Vidoliak?
Well, he's listening. I have him call in one day and talk about it.
Yes, have him do that.
Okay.
Because, it will, you know, let's keep the record straight. Now,
okay,
all of a sudden, he's black again.
Well, you
do
know.
You remember when he was WLS?
Well, I remember he was at WLS, but I don't remember him working against Harold Washington.
Well, wasn't he working with Ed Vidoliak?
Well, I'm not going to get into that. I have time
to
call
in
and see.
That's fine, but I just wanted to keep the record straight.
Okay, thank you.
I want to hear Zakiya. I'll get off the line.
Thank you.
What the fuck? Who is
Zakiya? Okay. I'm just going to have to. I'm operating this thing over here, trying to do what I got to do here. Let's see here. Who I got here?
Good morning.
Mama D.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. It's written. I have not given you the spirit of fear. And I was just wondering, did our president see the hidden America last night, get no love, no nothing, just wanting to go grow up, living in his hometown? Maybe he should ask his girls if they are being treated differently. Like they came to the conclusion that the homosexual parents getting civil unions instead of getting married was being treated differently. You know, and I was watching that debate, and I heard one of the media people say that the president stepped outside and broke his, outside of his space and broke his agreement.
What you mean?
That's exactly.
Who you hear say that?
They were saying that when they were talking about the presidential wrap-up.
No,
so,
I'm going to look it up. What segment
and,
is it?
So I watched a number of stations because I like to see the different views. But this is the point about the statement, is that they made an agreement. They wasn't going to get up in each other's face. What else did they agree on?
Wait. I understand what you mean. No. What happens is when the presidential commission a debate, they have some rules and regulations that they have to sign off on the memorandum of understanding to agree with. And that's what they meant. I'm almost sure.
But I was wondering on that agreement, because there were certain words that they did not mention. They did not mention
black,
same-sex marriage. They did not mention race. They did not mention the word abortion. They skipped all around stuff like they have continued to do. We've got a hidden America living in the president's hometown. and we ought to. And they are
Chicago
not
or something.
Love
I'm telling you.
Nothing.
Look, let me tell you, Mama D. I mean, let me tell you, one of the problems we're going to have here, if we don't pull together as a community, these people got a total, total plan to take us off the land and everything else, and we sitting around and
going along with it.
Well, you know,
sitting around as a people going along with it.
Well, the masses, see, and one thing I always like to say about the masses always rise to the occasion. The problem is those who are supposed to give the information and lead the masses are the ones who are going along.
That's why I asked the question, my people have been led astray. Who are you following? My people perish for lack of knowledge. Who are you listening to? Who has the voice that's not seeing the hidden America, not seeing the suffering of our children that need to be loved into shape instead of just whipped into shape? These are our sacred seeds.
Okay.
And if we don't make sure that all of us, if they're not getting any love at home, that's why every time I see a young black or a little female walking in front of me, I go up to them and I said, your seed is sacred.
That's
and
right.
So are you.
That's right.
I say to the young women that I see and children I see, you are the house of the sacred seed.
Well, you know, Mama D, we used to, as a people, always show love. We be cursing our children and cursing our community, and that's because there's some deep illness that's going on.
Self-hate.
Yes.
Self-hate.
Thank you.
Being ignored.
Yeah, thank you, Mama. Okay, thank you. We really have got to, and I think we're going to be all right, because we've come through a lot. We've come through the storm. We've come through a lot. From slavery, when I used to come, where they got kids out of wedlock doing this? Well, the first time they ever was introduced to our community was through the slave master. And we've always pulled together. That's why I was talking to Beth Smith the other day, she was talking about we're going to get a group of us together to talk about the architect. Black women have always been the architect of the black community in terms of what we're going to do here. And we have got to really look at every aspect of our community, all of it, and see what we're going to do here. And we got to start with a position. First position, we're not going to all agree, but we love each other. That we must stop. And what the problem is this, you know, every generation be blaming the one before and the next one before, and they be around here hollering about it. And you know, I'm going to play this song by Mike and the Mechanics, you know, but it's interesting because it fit our community. I remember, them old folks, look at Mr. Garland. He had said, he went and stood out there. We can't blame each other. We have to work together in the living years, not wait until we die and come somewhere and be screaming and hollering about what happened. This is Mike Mechanic. We're going to try to get past the music. Come on with Mike and Mechanic. This is for In the Living Years. This is one of my favorite songs. This little white boy. Come on, Mike and the Mechanic, In the Living Years. Jim Bevel gave me that song. Yeah, Jim Bevel, it's all right, it's on. Jim Bevel gave me the song. One day Jim Bevel came and said, listen to this, Tillman. And I said, what? He said, I bought this for you. So this song was bought to me by Jim Bevel and brought to my house about 10 or 15 years ago, In the Living Years.
Every generation.
Blames the one before. And all of that frustration. Beating on your door. I know that I'm a prisoner to all my father has so dear. I know that I'm a hostage to all his hopes and fears. I just wish I could have told him in the living years. Oh, crumpled bits of paper.
That's called folk music, y'all.
With
I tell you, I love this song. Jim Bevel gave it to me.
Still the conversation. I'm afraid that's all we've got. You say you just don't see it. You say it's perfect sense. You just can't get agreement in this present tense. We all talk a different language.
Talking in the fish, y'all. Let's talk the same language. We gotta do it, y'all. We gotta say it loud.
Say it loud.
Say it.
Whoa.
We can listen, y'all, as well as we hear. If we listen, we can do so. It's too late, y'all, holler and screaming. Come on, we can do it. That's what y'all want to do on this station. Come on, no. Mike and the Mechanic, Bevel gave me that song one day. He came up to Tillman. Come on here, let me play something for you. Bevel was always teaching me, you know. I love that man. He taught me so much. He's the one that went to my grandmother. I remember when Dr. King was coming to Chicago, and Dr. King wanted me to join him so that I could help mobilize the youth. My job was to mobilize. I worked with the Rangerettes and the Blackstone Rangers and the high school students. He said, I need Dr. Wright to go to Chicago to help organize the youth. And Bevel said, her grandma, how I'm going to do that? He said, go tell her grandma, Dr. King, need her. And I remember Bevel came up to the house and said, hey, buddy. Buddy said, hey, Bevel, how you doing, Rev? What you doing? He said, well, just talking about the Lord and preaching the word. He said, well, that's a good thing. And she said, you want some greens? She gave him something to eat. And he said, well, buddy, I got to ask you something. Dr. King needs Dr. Wright to go to Chicago. She said, what? Because we've been to several. Need him to go to Chicago. Got to do the work of the Lord. Got to do the work of the Lord. He started talking about making her a fisherman of men and quoting them Bible verses. And Muddy talked to my mom and dad, and they let me came on up here to Chicago with Bevel. Thank God for Bevel and Dr. King, because they taught us a lot, y'all. We had to study. We had to read, you know, Dark Ghetto by Kenneth Clark. That's a good book to read, y'all. All these different books, all these folks that lectured us in, and just a lot of things. So there's different things that remind me of Bevel, and I brought that song to the station meeting today because every generation blamed the one before. And right now, we got to pull ourselves together. We got to listen as well as hear. It's too late when someone died to be jumping around, because right now we got to save our community. Just wanted to play. I got a little sentimental there, y'all, playing that, because I was sitting here about to cry thinking about Bevel. Bevel was my heart, y'all. Bevel was, he taught me a lot, and Dr. King was like my father when I came here. You know, Mark, how you doing this morning? Hello, Mark? Are you there?
No, I'm Jean.
Okay, Dean. Okay.
This is Jean. How you doing, Miss Mary? McCall?
How you doing? I'm just trying to hang in here, Jean. We hanging in. How you doing?
I'm doing well, but I just want to make a couple of comments and then ask a question. It seems like we are going back in time instead of forward. And this lady that they call Miss 3B or whatever her name is that he appointed over the board.
Yeah.
It's the way, it seemingly to me, is to keep us divided and keep others on top. And our children are made to feel so, have such low self-esteem about themselves, because you spoke about 19% of black teachers are in the schools. Why is that when the schools are predominantly black? And the little teachers that's in there now, they are less motivated to help these children because they don't know anything about our culture and our heritage. And I want to know, why are all these charter schools on the south side and west side and not on the west side? Now, I'll hang up and listen to your response. Thank you, and have a great day, Ms. McCloud. Bethune.
Thank you, thank you. It's really, I agree with her. You know, we have really, they're going to close out the schools on the west side and the south side. And when I think of Miss 3B, maybe 4, I think of, it's a dangerous situation here. And I don't want to condemn her before we give her a chance, but I saw her on television last week, and she kept calling the school system Cleveland. And then I saw another television, she kept saying Detroit. But you got to look at those systems. I'm going to get some information and look at those systems. But we better get up and organize to hold deal with balancing this education, because the danger is to have, we cannot allow her to destroy our community. You know, these folks have been known to stand behind black folks or black women to destroy our community. And we just got to be. So let me go. Let me just pick it. I go to this phone. We having some challenges here, but we doing all right. So, if I, you know, just give me a minute. Mark, how you doing?
Hey, good morning, Alderman.
I'm fine, Mark. How you?
Alderman, I was at the meeting up with the Progressive Caucus
yeah.
up north in Jefferson Park.
Uh huh.
And there was maybe 7 or 8 people up there.
Progressive
the predominantly white community. Huh?
Where was the Progressive Caucus meeting?
This was a meeting that the same day, on the 15th, the same day the Black Caucus was supposed to meet with Brookings on 95th. We went up north to the white area with Coconati and all those guys. Huh?
Yeah, so-called progressive. You threw
right,
me.
Right,
okay,
right.
I'm listening. You threw me there for a minute. Okay.
Right. What I'm trying to say to you was going on up there is that they are strictly having a meeting about getting rid of Rahm Emanuel. That's what their meeting is about.
Ooh.
Strictly what? About that. I mean, the whole meeting is about, look, we got to get rid of him. There's no, they had a chair sitting there with a poster of him,
uh-huh.
and letting the people know that we must get rid of this man. This man has destroyed the fabric of this city. So that's the same thing that's got to happen in our community.
Mm-hmm.
We can talk about a whole lot of things, but we better start talking about replacing Rahm Emanuel.
Well, you know, the black community put Rahm Emanuel in, just like we put everybody else in. Once we put folks in, then we don't get, our community get nothing. And he got in because the president endorsed him.
Exactly. And look, we must hold these people accountable. When you look at this whole school system, we keep talking about, targeting this issue of the education piece with talking about the board.
Uh-huh.
The Civic Committee of the Commercial Club is the enemy behind this whole thing. And you got to talk about even these black folks that sit on the Civic Committee of the Commercial Club who's not saying anything about the dismantling of public education, like John Rogers, Lester McKeever, Linda Johnson Rice.
Well,
these
I don't know now. Wait a minute. I think
listen to me.
Before you say all that, Mark, because I don't know. I can't see John sitting on the committee with the destruction of the schools, and we have to talk to him about that. Now, you don't like to talk. Wait a minute, Mark. Before I get on, wait, hold up for a moment. Just like when they, before, I always make sure that I get facts before I start just knocking
okay.
folks. And I wish you,
okay,
I mean, say whatever. I don't want you doing that until I find factual that I know.
Because okay.
on my show, I'm trying to see what we can do to do what we have to do for our people.
Okay, okay, look, we always say our people, all of us ain't the same people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, but you know, but Mark, sometimes you, but sometimes you know people can be used to go mess with folks and then they be, they know they shouldn't be because they be manipulated. You should know that.
Okay, okay, Alderman, you know what the Civic Committee of the Commercial Club is, right?
Well, go on, Mark.
You know who the Civic
But what I'm going to do is get some more information, and we're going to talk some
I,
more. We're going to do an educational forum.
I ask you as an ex-sitting alderman, you know who the Civic Committee is.
If I'm saying to you,
right.
Mark, in terms of the education piece, we're going to find out, because I was really dealing with that whole reform piece and deform piece in terms of what's happening with the black community. So we're going to do something on education. So hurry up, Mark, because I got a lit up board.
Okay, I hear you. I just asked you a very important question. Do you know who the City Committee or the Commercial
I don't know who sits on that now. I don't know.
Okay, okay, I do.
Yeah,
now,
but let me just find out what you're talking about in terms of levering all of these things against these people. Because if
okay,
we're going to keep, if we keep doing that, Mark, we're not going to be able to pull ourselves together and do what we got to do collectively from the top to the bottom to the middle. And as we do that.
Y'all keep saying,
it's us. Stop separating yourself.
No,
because you played a role in some of the destruction too, Mark. And we're going to talk about that. So we have to, so that's what I'm saying. So I'm saying to you that we have to come together as a people to do what we have to do.
I was very destructive.
So look, Mark, Brother Narg over this radio, we're going to talk about this later. Because we got to collectively come together. But we got to do what we got to do. And we got to definitely get rid of Ron because he's not thinking about black people. So let's talk later.
When you want to sit down to meet?
I don't know about me. I'll have to see about that. We're going to talk about education, Mark. I'll talk to you.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. No, I can't. On my station, I don't. On my show, what I'm trying to do is, that's why I just got through playing. We can listen as well as hear and how we're going to pull ourselves together. Because you can't on one hand to have done something and want to come when we pull ourselves together. And on the other hand, you know, I saw John out there with Mr. Gardner marching. And I think that we have, and I saw one thing Mr. Gardner was able to do, to pull all these different groups together. We came together and said we want to collectively work on behalf of our people. We've got to figure that out. It's just like when Mark Collins said, I'm going to come to the march. Come on, let's come. Let's move. We all got to work. We got to work this thing. We got to work together. We got to perish. We're going to perish if we don't work together. Mark Loveless, this is the Mark Day.
Hey.
Mark to Mark.
How you doing, Alderman?
I'm all right. How you doing?
I totally agree with you. But you know, and I just wanted to say that I was someplace this past week that you weren't at. And I was at the Harold Washington Cultural Center.
Okay.
And I was there for the dress rehearsals with John Alita and everything.
I just
want folks to know two quick things. the first is, whatever all this talk about what's not going on in the community, right, we have a ton of issues, but we need to take some time and acknowledge and see some of the things that are going on. November 3rd, that event, everybody ain't going to be able to come to it, but if you can.
Yes, they can. They can go online and they can go on VON, Mark.
Uh-huh.
Go to Ticketmaster and put in the code WVON and come on in because we got a code in there for them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And but you got to see these shows. And the one thing that we're going to be working with is that, well, you know, and I want to commend you because particularly totally working in the spirit of Dr. King and how you have raised your kids and the work that they are doing because the program is inclusive of the diversity of black folks.
Yes.
This year we're going to be able to have a black nativity. You don't have to go down to the Goodman and be bothered with all them white folks if you don't want to be.
Yeah, the black nativity is going
to
be in December.
Done by Langston Hughes. Langston
right.
Hughes wrote the Black Nativity.
Yes.
And it's going to be this year in the black community.
Mm-hmm.
This is something, and December 15th is the day that our organization, Coalition for Justice and Respect, is going to join with you all to push for folks to get there. And I know you can't talk about it.
You took a night doing Dream Girl. Y'all came out.
Yes, we did. Right before the primary, we did come out. We came out doing for Dream Girls. And we're coming out on December 15th for, and it's just a great community event. And the center is always so welcoming.
Well, we got off the street on the stage, and we have a youth from all over the city. We really got them from all out of the suburban community, too. We got the youth that we are working with.
If you don't believe what arts and culture, it matters, and if you have if you don't have a chance ever to take a take a chance, look at it, I'm excited about it. I'm on my way to the NAACP meeting this morning, but I had to stop and pause and say I'm excited about it. I'm encouraged, and for folks who you wake up and the news is talking about how many young people have been killed, I want to tell you that there and all that stuff, and we got to address that issue, but somewhere in the midst, like the Bible, there's a balm in Gilead.
A balm in Gilead, yeah.
There's a balm in Gilead.
We're doing Imitation of Life in February and March. We're also doing Annie.
Yes, Annie, a black Annie.
Yes, and they can
pass. And the little girl singing that. See, I was there. When I was there, they did snippets of all of those shows.
And that's what
so
we're going
to
be doing on the 3rd. We're going to show snippets so folks can buy their season tickets and come on out and support it. And one thing, the other thing is our set, all of our sets are done for the play.
Okay.
It's done by young men, young folks are doing. Uh-huh. Young folks are pretty much running it. And a lot of our people, even from Dream Girls, have gotten picked up for some major acts. So we saw off the street and on the stage. Thank you, Mark.
Okay. And I thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Have a good day.
Thank you. Off the street and on the stage. One single sensation. Go to hwccchicago.org, hwccchicago.org, to see everything that we're doing over there. Go to Ticketmaster and see all of our shows and type in your code WVON and come on in. We got special stuff for WVON. We want you to type in for WVON. I don't know what I hit here. Mr. Walters?
Yes.
Reverend Walton. I'm sorry to understand.
Reverend Dr. Walton.
Reverend Walton, yes,
Dr.
sir.
Dr. Walton.
Well, go on now. I got 15 minutes. Come on. Yes, sir. How you doing,
Reverend
Walton?
I just feel a little mischievous this morning.
That's all right. Don't feel like that.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Reverend Walton.
You know I don't care about no titles, girl.
Okay.
All somebody has to do is to look at
come on, come on, come on, come on. Talk to me, Reverend Walton. Talk, because I got a few minutes. Come on, help me out. Come on.
Okay, I know. I understand that. Listen, Dorothy. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, now listen. I want to recommend you all go and see this play, this movie, and the name of it is... Unconditional. Yeah, right. Unconditional. Please go and see that movie.
Who did it?
My God, it is so.
Who is it? A black movie or just a movie?
It's a black movie with white folks. Amen. It's Rainbow.
Okay.
Please go and see
that.
And let me say this, Dorothy. You know yourself that I've said from day one that the white folks have written us off. It came down from the top that we'll be now, they're saying Hispanics beat up on the blacks.
What they call them, benign neglect.
That's right. One of my people was beat up over there by the theater where the Bears play. Going to his.
The United States.
Hit upside the head with a gun, and a black man was with the Hispanics.
It is true.
That is true. And let me say this to you: it happened. I'm telling you now. It just happened right there at the United Center.
Okay.
We have got to listen to the elders.
Got to.
And quit thinking that we know everything.
We got to work together.
Everything.
That's why I play today, every generation.
See, Dorothy, the young blacks don't want to step up, and that's why older men like Ed Garner is stepping up.
Well, that's some young. I'm not going to say no.
Some of them are.
We all coming together. Reverend Walton, that's why I played that song about every generation. No, we're working together here.
Oh, yeah, I knew Babo. Do you know that?
But I'm saying we're talking about no. But with the old generation, the seasoned generation like us, cannot dump on the young, and the young can dump on us.
No, we ain't dumping on nobody.
I said dump.
Dr. King was my idol. I don't want to act like that. I don't want to say idol.
Yeah.
But I walked in these footsteps.
Yeah.
So I love Dr. King.
Okay.
So let me just say this.
Wind it
down. Dorothy, ever since Clinton agreed with Gingrich and sacrificed the young black man so that they wouldn't shut down the government, we have been
Written off. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still. I gotta go now, though. Yeah, I told you to wind it down because I gotta go.
I've been trying to tell y'all ever since then.
Okay.
We're getting up, and that's how I won.
Let's fight back. Gotta fight back, Reverend Walton. Thank you, Reverend Walton.
Thank you.
I wanted to get Reverend Walton in there before Georgia.
Good morning, Alderman Tillman.
It's black. Is it because I'm black? How you doing?
Black. That's right. I was listening to the debate last week. I was ready to vote as soon as it was over. I can't wait till tomorrow because I'm voting early.
Yeah, early voting has started.
And I'm going to be not only voting for President Obama, I'm going to be voting for these judges that I work for.
Well, I see the
and
sad
I'm
thing
say,
is...
I hope everybody pay attention to decide who they are voting for as board judges. Because they put it in the paper who's qualified, who's unqualified, they need to pay. They need to pay very close attention to that because some of these people don't need to be retrained or put left on the bench.
Well, you know,
it determines what
well, at the community, when we were in, a group of us used to get together and look at these judges.
Right,
and we
right.
would try to, but there's nobody really looking at these judges right,
they
right
just
now.
Go in there. Either they don't vote for them, or they need a blank, or they vote for people they don't know who they're putting in there. Because I know a few that don't need to be on the bench. Okay.
Okay. All right.
But
well, I'll tell you what. I tell black folks.
Listen to your show. Stay strong, my sister. Keep doing what you're doing.
Well, black folks can't assume that Barack have that the president have Illinois because you know what these folks gonna do. You don't see nothing nowhere.
Got to go. When is his election?
Well, he got a couple of times. But in the meantime, he is the mayor. He is elected the mayor. He's the mayor of the whole city of Chicago.
And
we got to make sure that our community have what it's supposed to have because he is the mayor of the city of Chicago right now, and we are citizens, and we have a right to the resources.
Exactly, and we need to march down on him, too.
Okay, thank you, Jordan.
All right, I love you, my sister.
I like to say that he is the mayor, and we have to we have a right to the resources. This is Sia Johnson, y'all. Mama, she worked so
hard to earn every penny, yeah. Oh, Lord. Something is holding me back. Uh-huh. Is it because I'm black?
Africa and get our diamonds out the diamond mine.
I want to be somebody.
Hey. Come on, you're going to be somebody, baby.
But you keep on putting
we can't let
foot on
get your foot off my back. Get your foot off my back. God keeps a man can ride your back. God keeps a man can ride your back if it's not bent. Miss Johnson, call back. Ebony said you called last week for me to call you, and we need your number for me to call you, Miss Johnson. Wasn't ignoring. You just need your number. Call back now so Ebony get your number. Hey, how you doing, y'all? I can't see no names. I'm just hitting it, y'all. How you doing?
Hello. Finding yourself.
I'm all right. Got a few minutes here. I don't know no names because the board lit up, so you got to tell me who you are.
My name is Jackson, and I was calling to let you know that same thing that he's saying with the Mexicans happening at the University of Illinois in Chicago.
Really?
And you have a Colombian person over there, and they allow him to do whatever he wanted to do to black people. And he said that he's trying to get rid of as many black people as he possibly can.
Well, we got to wake up. I don't have a long time. You got to call me back next week. We're going to continue this conversation next week. What you say? I can't see the name. You said your name was Vernon. What's your name, Vernon?
No, Jackson.
Jackson. Okay, Mr. Jackson. Okay,
yes.
So we need to keep talking about that because I'm glad she brought it to my attention. That is really something for us to really look at.
Right, it's happening on the east side of the campus. And, you know, if you don't believe me, you can send somebody over there to check it out.
UI at the UIC.
That's right.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much, Mr. Jackson.
You're welcome.
Okay,
you're welcome.
Thank you. Hello, tell me your name now because we have some chat. I can't see the name right now. We have a few challenges. We're going to be all right. Now, who am I speaking with? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, who am I speaking with?
Yes, this is Verna.
Hi, Vernon. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. I want to talk about early voting begins next week. We'll let everybody know.
I thought early voting have already began.
It starts Monday, and people should all look and vote at any of the 50 sites. The newspapers have put in all the 50 sites, and also the Board of Election mailed out the sites for different wards and stuff. But you can vote in any ward for early voting, and please vote for President Obama. Vote for the Democrat candidate.
Well, I don't know. Wait. Look at it. Folks best support you. What we got to do is figure out here, since we get these folks all our votes, they do nothing for us. We got to make sure we leverage our votes like everybody else. You know, we put everybody in, nobody cares. You just said vote for all the Democrats. Sure, I'm not knocking it. And we got to start asking these folks some questions. But do for us, am I right?
Well,
I'm just saying. You know,
Dad,
we
yeah. All over the
okay, well, thank you. You said Vernon, right?
Yes.
I got to go, Vernon, because I'm running out of time here. I'm sorry, baby. Next week, my board won't be all messed up, and I'll be able to see what I'm doing here. I'm trying to get some names and trying to write them up to the window. Thank you so much. You've been listening to Talk of Chicago 69 at WVON. Our numbers. I've had a good time. I'll be sure and go out to see the minister tomorrow at 10 o'clock. I either go on NOI.org and listen to minister online. We got to look. We got to pull this together, y'all. Somebody out there working in front of your community, you not working, don't work, nobody works. We got to pull it together, y'all. Ministers, are you going to be going to banquets and having dinners and stuff? How many black folks they have working for them? Wherever we are, we got to work, y'all. If we don't work, how to work? Reparations now. See you next week.